Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama squared off in yet another debate last night, this time in Texas, ahead of that state's big March 4th primary, rather. And a lot of folks thought Clinton had to land a real knockout punch if she wanted to stem Obama's tide. But for the most part, it was a love fest.
Senator Clinton and I think, both agree on many of these issues.
Well, I would agree with a lot that Senator Obama just said.
Senator Clinton and I share a lot of policy positions.
You know, Senator Obama and I have a lot in common.
There was one moment that's getting some attention, though, on the topic of the Clinton campaign's accusation that Obama plagiarized a speech or part of a speech from one of his campaign chairs, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Obama said this was all just silly politics, but Clinton said she feels otherwise.
You know, lifting whole passages from someone else's speeches is not change you can believe in. It's change you can Xerox. And
well,
I just don't think.
But
Barack, it is. Because if you look.
Okay. So we want to get a different perspective on last night's Democratic debate. So now we turn to Eric Erickson, editor of the conservative blog Red State. Hey, welcome back, Eric.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Doing just fine. So I checked out your blog this morning, and it said the opening quote, "Good Lord, I actually did not see the whole debate, but then made sure to diligently read the transcript and then avoid being led to drink or commit suicide." Now, your personal political leanings aside here, did you learn anything in this latest debate?
Yes, I learned that Hillary Clinton is resigning to defeat, it seems. She pulled all of her punches in the debate. Even the Xerox line came across rather flat. And it sounds very much to me like she very much wants John Edwards' endorsement. She mentioned him twice in the debate, the only person to mention him.
Do you think that Obama then made a better showing as a result of that, or not necessarily?
You know, I don't know that he made a better showing, but then he didn't have to. Hillary Clinton really needed to make a better showing than Barack Obama. She needed to be both compassionate and forceful. And I think she was too muted on both of them. I think one of the a conservative commentator I read last night, Michael Graham, said that Hillary Clinton could say she's giving everyone in the audience $100 and the folks would have yawned. And if Barack Obama had said he's taken the $100 back, everyone would have applauded and fainted. And that was very much the mood of the crowd, it seemed, last night. They were extremely giddy, cheering, even coming back from commercial breaks. But then Hillary really didn't do what she needed to do.
You, in some of your writings, you have seemed to accept Clinton's assertion that she's the candidate of substance and Obama is the candidate of rhetoric.
Right.
Break down for Obama and Clinton on those lines. Drill down a little bit. Why can't either of them offer both?
Well, I think it's very hard for anyone who is a policy person to really be able to transcend and relate real world to people. I think it's very difficult. If you think of people you know who are extreme policy people, and I think Hillary Clinton is an extreme policy person, I know very few of them who can relate very well to people in a conversational way. Barack Obama is a very big ideas guy. He knows the country's headed in the wrong direction, something needs to be changed. He does not drill down into the substance of it. Part of that perhaps is because he and the audience both would get extremely bored by it. Clinton, on the other hand, is, I think, to some degree making the mistake of getting too in the weeds and is boring everyone.
Another conservative blogger on CrunchyCon wrote of Obama, quote, "If this man gets his party's nomination, he is going to be the next president by a landslide, and he's going to transform this country. If I were a Republican, I'd be very, very afraid. Oh, wait, I am a Republican," end quote. Are conservatives afraid of Obama as the nominee?
No, I think Republicans more and more are getting excited by the prospect of Obama. Now, I know a few of the folks over at CrunchyCon, Audrey and others, are really whipped into a frenzy by the highfalutin rhetoric and platitudes. But, I mean, the people really don't know Barack Obama. He has been this great empty vessel where people have poured into him all of their hopes and aspirations. I got to tell you, I bought a Wii yesterday, and it's more audacious than his hope.
Ouch.
I wouldn't necessarily call Barack Obama an empty vessel. I don't think you get to be the head of the Harvard Law Review as an empty vessel, buddy.
I don't mean to mean that as a negative thing towards him. I guess I should clarify. No, it's just if you ask people about Barack Obama's rhetoric, about his policy statements and his positions, they really don't know a whole lot. All they know is he's going to bring change. And if you ask five different people what change he's going to bring, each of those five people are going to give you a different answer. And so that's what I mean.
Like he's kind of a mood ring for people.
Exactly. Okay. That's probably better than empty vessel. He is a mood ring for people. I like that.
That's okay. It costs you $5. I'll talk to you later.
I want to turn for a minute to the Republican side. Since we last spoke to you, John McCain has become the presumptive nominee. What's the conservative base thinking about McCain these days?
Well, as of yesterday, they actually like him now because the New York Times dared to get on his bad side.
Let's talk about that. Is he happy that controversy has erupted?
I have talked to some folks behind the scenes in the McCain campaign, and they have all said to me it's been unanimous that it could not have come at a better time because we've got to remember there's still a primary going on, and we have Texas. And this is going to do nothing but rally some folks to McCain who might have stayed at home or protested for Huckabee, which would have helped Huckabee get some more delegates. So that they are really of the mindset that Texas is going to be where John McCain clinches it. Huckabee is no longer a factor thanks to the New York Times.
How's your stamina these days?
Their stamina?
Your stamina, the debates. This is a long, protracted kind of situation on the Democratic side. You doing okay?
I am worn out on the Republican side. I'm ready for this thing to be over. Can it be Christmas yet? I don't even have the money for presents yet, and I'll go into debt this year just to get through the season.
Us too, probably, as we all try to keep up our energy. Hey, editor of the conservative blog, Red State, Eric Erickson. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank y'all.
Coming up next on the Bryant Park Project, the town of Marfa, Texas, is an Oscar superstar. We'll talk to the townsfolk who helped make the Best Picture nominees, There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men. Both of those movies partially shot in this little town of Marfa. Who knew? This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.